He caught cold or sat in the draft.
If it's affected his voice and he sounds differently, you'd say he's
hoarse or he has laryngitis.
Would you say again the first word you said? He is, if he has a sore throat and he can't talk, you said
he's hoarse.
All right. If with this hoarseness he does something like this, you'd say he has a
cough.
If it's been a long day and you're very tired, you might say, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little
sleepy or drowsy.
At 6 o'clock, I'll
be wide awake.
Or
I'll wake up.
Right, if someone is still sleeping, you might say, I'd better go
wake them, awaken them.
If you're taking some medicine, and or a patient or someone is, and it's still by the patient's bedside, you might ask, why haven't you your medicine?
Why haven't you taken your medicine?
The patient might answer,
I took some yesterday.
And I'll take some more tonight.
And I'll take some more tonight.
If you can't hear anything at all, you say you are stone
deaf.
You've been working hard, and you take your wet shirt off and say, look how I
sweated.
There's a sore that comes on some people, and it's a discharging kind of sore, and it comes to a head. What do you call that?
Would it be something like a boil?
Is there any other term you've ever called it besides a boil?
No.
Have you ever heard the expression a rising?
Oh, yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But don't?
No, I'd say a boil.
When a boil opens, the stuff that drains out is called what?
Corruption.
Is there another word that you might use?
Puss.
A bee stung me and my hand
swelled.
It's still pretty badly
swollen.
If it's not infected, it probably won't much.
Won't swell much.
When you get a blister, the liquid that forms under the skin is
water.
In a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have
a wound.
Now this one is a wound that doesn't heal clean and has a white granular substance around the edge. And sometimes this has to be cut out or burned out with alum. Do you know what this substance around the wound is called?
No, I don't think it does.
Some kind of flesh. Did you ever hear of?
Oh, yeah, proud flesh.
If you get just a little cut in your finger, what do you put on it to avoid infection? It's a brown liquid that stings.
Iodine.
This medicine is used for malaria patients. It's given as a tonic. What do you call that? Malaria patients take it all the time.
Oh, I've heard that. Quinine, I believe, is what you give them.
If a man was shot and didn't recover, you say that he
passed away.
And another term,
he died.
Do you know any other expressions for death besides passed away or died? Have you heard any others used?
No.